Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Joe.
And I'm Winning. Joe, are you ready for a run today?
Sort of.
Do you remember what you learned yesterday?
Sort of. Yes. No, I do. I do. I remember.
Like what?
I remember you're supposed to have a good pair of running shoes to go running.
You're still not ready today.
I'm still not ready. I'm still wearing the same stuff I was yesterday. You need a good pair of socks.
That's right.
And you need to just kind of set your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go too fast. You don't have to go too slow, but just pick what you're comfortable with and make sure it's nice and even. Don't slow down. Don't speed up. Slow and steady wins the race. And if you do get uncomfortable, you can take
a break. It's okay to take a break.
You can start walking for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And we also learned that it's more and more popular to run in Taiwan, right?
Yeah, it's a very popular form of exercise. You see more people out there on the roads. And there are a lot of races, too. If you want to compete, there's something like 300
a year.
Races a year in this country. That's
a lot.
So
you have to learn the right way to run, right?
Yes, that's right. You have to learn how to do things the right way. That's what we're all about over these next couple of days. It's all about learning the right way to do things.
What about today?
Today, we're going to
more tips.
Give some more tips about running. So we're going to take what we learned yesterday and add to it. You don't want to miss today's show. Let's get into the article right now.
Road running the right way.
Here are some more tips. Always bring water to drink. It's very useful when you're active. Time your runs. Run to the park, a friend's house, or the store. Just think about moving. A good goal is to run for 30 minutes. You can take a walking break if you need one. Be consistent. If you want to do something well, consistency is important. Run 2 or 3 times a week. After a few months, you'll be ready to run in short races. As you know the right way to run, it's time to actually do it.
Bring. Bring brought brought. Can you bring that new game with you? I want to play it. Can you bring that new game with you? I want to play it. Active. Active. Melissa stays active by going running every day. Melissa stays active by going running every day. Goal. Goal. Michael's goal in life is to become a doctor. Michael's goal in life is to become a doctor. Actually. Actually. I'm not lying. That actually happened. I'm not lying. That actually happened.
All right, as promised, here are some more tips, some more advice for everybody who might want to start running. Always bring water to drink. Yes, especially during the summer, you know, you're going to be hot, you're going to sweat a lot.
Yeah.
You have to replace all that water in your body. It's very useful when you're active. Okay, we've got a couple of word power words here. The first one is bring. Bring water to drink. Bring is spelled B-R-I-N-G. Bring. Bring means to take something or someone with you to the place where you are now or the place you are talking about. For example, can you bring that new game with you? I want to play it. Can you bring that new game with you? I want to play it.
今天啊，还有更多跑步的小知识。第一点非常重要啦 ，always 永远要记得喝水。那要有水喝，就一定要带水嘛 ，bring。bring 这个动词非常常见啦，比如说带雨伞、带手机、带钥匙，都可以用这个字 bring。不过三态要特别看一下 ，bring、brought、brought。我们可以看到例句啦 ，bring the new game 就是带那款新的游戏。The reason why you need water is because when you run, you are active. What's active?
Let's take a look at our second word power now. It's, as Winnie said, active. A-C-T-I-V-E. Active. Active means always busy doing things. They can be physical things like exercising, running, things like that, or mental activities like doing your homework. These are both examples of being active. We can also say Melissa stays active by going running every day.Melissa stays active by going running every day.
Active 是一个形容词，表示活跃的。当你在跑步的时候，你身体是非常活跃 ，active. You move a lot. 这个活跃呢，当然也可以是比如说参加什么活动非常活跃，比如说在团体里扮演活跃的角色，也可以用 active 这个字。比如说像例句里呢，它这个是用运动很活跃的意思，就是说 Melissa 呢，她每天跑步来保持活跃。Okay, water is very important. What else?
It goes on to say, time your runs. This means just keep track of the time that you are running for. So, run to the park, a friend's house, or the store. Just think about moving. Okay, so time your runs. You might have an app on your phone.
Yeah, it's very popular
that
now.
You can time your runs with. It will just,
or just a watch.
Or just your watch will do anything. Anything that keeps track of the time you can use to time your runs.
Do you like run to, when you run, do you run to like a store?
You can
a
run,
supermarket?
Yeah, you can run anywhere. Like anywhere that say you would usually walk. If you usually walk to the store, you can run to the store instead. You can run to your friend's house as long as your friend doesn't mind you showing up sweaty. And your clothes are all wet and sweat all over your face.
You can use the bathroom.
Yeah, you can say, yeah, can I just borrow your shower really quickly? I brought a change of clothes. Don't worry. I won't be smelly and sweaty forever.
As long as you're running, you're moving.
As long as you're running or moving. Just think about being active. Think about moving.
在这里呢 ，time 是当作动词表示计时，所以今天呢，这个意思就是说要计时自己跑步的时间啦。那再来呢，就是跑步一定要有个目标，比如说你要跑到公园看要跑多久，或是跑到朋友家多久，反正就是一直保持移动就对了。
Okay, so just think about running, and a good goal is to run for 30 minutes. Okay, half an hour without stopping.And you can take a walking break if you need one. We talked about this yesterday. You can say, okay, I'm going to run for 30 minutes. But if you can't quite get there, stop, walk for a bit. And then when you feel better, start running again. The goal is to run for 30 minutes. Goal is our next word power word. And we spell it G-O-A-L. Goal. A goal is an aim or a purpose. It's something that you want to do or to achieve.For example, Michael's goal in life is to become a doctor. Michael's goal in life is to become a doctor.
一直跑，那至少要跑多久呢 ？A good goal, 一个好的目标呢，就是至少要30分钟。Goal 这次呢，比如说用在对于未来的规划或是目标，甚至是你想要做的事情、想要完成的事情，都可以用 goal。比如说像例句啦，Michael's goal 是要当医生，或者我们也会问 What's your life goal?
My life goal? To swim from Taipei to
Canada.
To Canada.
That's a good one. I like it.
Okay, it's good. It's good. Yeah, I'll try that sometime later once I learn how to swim.
Oh, my. That's not your goal,
Baby
then.
Steps. Baby steps.
Okay.
One step at a time.
So the first goal is to learn swimming.
Okay, that's better. I should learn how to swim and then learn how to swim from one end of the pool to the other. Then Taiwan to Canada.
Maybe Taipei to Kenting first.
Okay. Better,
right? Better.
Right? Okay. You can be like my coach. You can help me through this.
Okay.
All right. Next, the article says, be consistent. Okay. To be consistent just means that you perform the same every time, or you do things the same way every time. If you want to do something well, consistency is important. Consistency can also mean that you have a routine, that you do something every day, okay? So if you want to run and you want to be good at it, you have to be consistent. You have to do things the same way, and you have to do it regularly, too.
这句呢，我们看到 consistent 这个可能有点是难字，不过呢，我们同时也后面有看到这个名词 consistency， 意思到底是什么呢？其实我们可以从后面的文句推敲出这个字的意思。所以下一句呢，就是说 do something for a few months， 比如说就是做某件事情持续做几个月。所以 consistent 意思就是持续的、坚持的意思，就是坚持下去就对了。
Yeah, it doesn't really work, you know, if you only run, say, once a week or once every two weeks.
You won't feel painful every time.
Yeah, you'll just feel painful every time. You won't notice any progress. So the article says, run two or three times a week. Okay, so every 2 days, you just go out for a run. It's not that bad. You don't have to go every day. But if you go two or three times a week, after a few months, you'll be ready to run in short races. So you'll improve actually very quickly.
Do something two or three times a week. 这样的句型呢，是拿来指频率，表示说一个星期做两三次。如果呢，持续的做， then you're ready. 你就准备好可以参加短跑竞赛了。
So just, yeah, a very short time. And you'll actually be ready if you want to run in short races. Not the long races. Not like
yet.
A marathon.
Not yet.
But you can do like maybe a 5K or a 10K, something like that. As you know, the right way to run, it's time to actually do it. Okay, so yeah, you know how to do it. You know the right way. You're running two or three times a week. It's time to actually do it. Actually is our next word power word for the day. We spell it A-C-T-U-A-L-L-Y, actually. Actually means in fact or really. So we said it's time to actually do it. It means it's time to really get out there and run or to compete or race. Our example sentence says, I'm not lying, that actually happened. I'm not lying, that actually happened.
我们看到 actually 这里有个 ly 结尾，就知道这是副词啦，意思上就是实际上的啦，或是真的。比如说啊，像这个例句就是说，哎，这真的有发生 ，it actually happened。所以文章啊就是告诉你说，哎，既然你已经学了这么多 pebble 了，那现在是不是真的要开始来做了呢？I think the hard part is like actually to do it, right?
That's the hardest part, yeah. But once you get out there, once you actually start, then it just gets easier and easier as long as you keep it up, as long as you are consistent. It's not that bad. So just
really?
Go get if you want to do it, just go get yourself some shoes and some socks, a nice pair of running shorts and
You're
a good
shirt.
You're
telling that to yourself.
I'm telling that this is for me. I'm going to watch this later as a reminder, okay? So future Joe, do this, okay? Buy
get
all this
shoes,
stuff.
Get shoes, get socks.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Shirt, kind of like this one.
Yeah.
That looks like a good running shirt.
Yeah, because I'm ready.
Some running shorts. She's ready to go. I think I'm ready to give this a try. Hopefully you guys are ready as well now that you've got all these tips running around in your head all about running. It's important to get out there and exercise for your health.
That's true.
We're almost out of time for the program today. Before we leave you, though, let's have our review.
Magic box, 少亮点.
Listen up,
welcome to today's Matchbox 找亮点时间，我是 Emily。 大家有没有注意到开头我说了什么呢？没错，我用的 listen up 就是这一次要教大家的祈使句句型。所谓的祈使句呢，就是用来发布命令、指令或者是提出建议、要求的句子，就像是课文里的 time your runs be consistent。Time your runs, be consistent. 我们先回归到最最基本的英文句子来看，一般的句子呢都是主词加上动词，对吧？但祈使句的句子主词常常会被省略，尤其呢当主词是第二人称的 you 指你或是你们的时候，这时候呢句子只会剩下后面的动词还有其他的内容。那祈使句主要就会有两个情况啦。第一个，一般动词开头的话就会用原形动词开头，就像是课文里面的 time your runs、这里再给你一个与长跑相关的建议，告诉你呢要替自己的跑步时间计时。其他的例子还有 wait for me 等等我啦，也可以在前面加上 please wait for me， 会比较有礼貌一点哦。比如说这种用法你就可以用在你快要迟到啦，叫别人等等你这样子。第二种情况呢是 be 动词的原型 be 加上形容词或者是名词，像是课文当中的另外一个建议叫你做什么呢？ Be consistent 跑步要干嘛？要持之以恒。或者是小时候我爸妈常常对我说 Be a good girl， 当一个乖宝宝哦。那如果我今天要说不要做什么的时候，表示否定的时候该怎么办呢？只要在句子的最前面动词前加上否定词 do not 或者是 don't 就可以了。 Don't fall asleep， 不会听到这里你就睡着了吧？OK， 那这时候可能就会有人问啦，如果主词不是你或者是你们，而是想要表示让我们去做什么事情的时候该怎么说呢？这时候只要在 let 后面再加上原形动词就可以了。 Let's review one more time， 让我们再复习一次。祈使句是一般动词的时候呢必须用原形动词开头，比如是课文当中的 time your run，或者是如果今天是 be 动词的话呢，就必须用原形动词 be， 例如课文里面的 be consistent。 以上希望大家都有学会咯，那我们下次见，拜拜。
Wait for it, it's review time， 复习时间到咯。
Alright, today on our review time we are going to review all the tipsWe've gone through.
It's like a memory test.
That's
hard.
So it's, how's this going to work? So you're going to tell me a tip.
And you have to you have to answer if it's right.
If it's right. If it's like
see
true
if you actually get
false.
It.
False. Okay, we're going to test, see if I actually understand.
See if you can pass this test and go for a run.
All right, I'm going to give it my best shot. Okay.
You have to.
All right, go for it.
All right, first one, run hard.And you will know how to run in the right way in the end.
Run hard? No, I remember it said you have to run like at an even pace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like not push yourself too hard.
Mm-hmm.
You have to run, yeah, if you want to know how to run, you have to run, but don't push yourself too hard.
But do you get it just like naturally?
Yeah, if you do run, mm-hmm. you get it naturally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you
like need a running lesson
yes.
beforehand.
No, you don't need a running lesson, do you? Do you? I don't know. What is this, true or false?
That's for you.
Is it true or false? You're the teacher. Tell me the answer.
No, it's not correct.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm saying. No, it's not correct. No, you got to take it easy.
You get like 60 points on this.
Okay, I get like 6 out of 10.
Yeah, you're not very good.
Partial credit. Okay, what's the next one?
You should run really fast in the beginning to win the race.
No. I remember this. This isn't even from here.
If you want to win the race,
oh, if you want to win,
should start fast.Right?
You gotta slow and steady. Not so much slow, but steady.
Right.
Steady pace.
Not bad.
That's the key. If you run really fast in the beginning, okay, you might be ahead at the beginning, but then you're gonna be tired, and then people will pass you. You might end up coming in last place. You might be the last person to cross the finish line. So remember, steady pace. Don't go too fast in the beginning.
That's right.
Unless you're the fastest guy anyway.
But we're not.
No. Okay, what's next?
You shouldn't run longer than 30 minutes because you will become less active.
30 minutes was the recommendation. It's what they recommended in the article. That's the goal,
That's
the goal.
But not longer than it?
I think you can later if you're good enough, right?
Yeah, get this right.
Yeah, okay, but start with 30 minutes. That's the starting point. Try to do it. But, if you start feeling uncomfortable or
pain,
you can take a walking break. So 30 minutes is like the first goal.
Yeah. Last one. Keep the habit of running and you will be ready to run in races.
Yes, absolutely. If you run 2 to 3 times a week, maybe just in a few weeks or a few months, you'll be ready to run in short races. Short races.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, I'm ready for this. I got this.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
No, we
just as soon as I get some shoes.
Yeah,
okay?
We have to pick up some shoes.
So we're going to stop by the store, shoes, socks, ready to go.
Yes.
Hopefully you guys are ready to go as well, and we hope you've enjoyed our running tips over the past couple of days. Until the next edition of A-Plus English, I'm Joe.
I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
Road running the right way.
Here are some more tips. Always bring water to drink. It's very useful when you're active. Time your runs. Run to the park, a friend's house, or the store. Just think about moving. A good goal is to run for 30 minutes. You can take a walking break if you need one. Be consistent. If you want to do something well, consistency is important. Run 2 or 3 times a week. After a few months, you'll be ready to run in short races. As you know the right way to run, it's time to actually do it.
Bring. Bring, brought. Can you bring that new game with you? I want to play it. Can you bring that new game with you? I want to play it. Active. Melissa stays active by going running every day. Melissa stays active by going running every day. Goal. Michael's goal in life is to become a doctor. Michael's goal in life is to become a doctor. Actually. I'm not lying. That actually happened. I'm not lying. That actually happened.